Welcome to the Growth Elevated Leadership Podcast with Julian Castelli. Each week, we talk with senior tech leaders to explore stories and insights about the challenges involved with growing technology companies. As we uncover really important insights, we are going to capture those through additional episodes that we are calling Trail Markers. This is one of those episodes. A trail marker is a sign or mark that helps ensure that you take the right path to get to your destination. We hope that these episodes will serve as an equally important guide to helping you climb your own growth mountain.
In our first episode, Joel Inman shared a story about how he turned down an offer to buy his company very early in his journey. In fact, it was right after he'd raised venture financing. 5 years later, Joel ended up selling his company to the same buyer for less money than originally offered. 5 years. Millions of dollars of venture money spent. Opportunity cost of 5 years for Joel and all of his team members. What did that decision cost him? Joel courageously shared this example to give all of us a lesson so we can learn from his experience. But he's not the only one. I know I've been there for sure. How many decisions would I take back in reverse right now if I had the opportunity? Oh, there's so many. I'm reading a book right now called The Road Less Stupid. That really is the name. Do you think I can't relate to Joel's story? In the book, the author, Keith Cunningham, says everyone has three big regrets, or their moments where they paid what he calls the stupid tax. To prove it, he asks the reader to say, if you could go back and reverse three major financial or business decisions in your life, how much money would that be worth? I know when I did that calculation, I was embarrassed. We're talking a lot of money, like vacation home money, dream home money. Well, I know I'm not alone. And that's why we're doing this podcast. While I felt bad about some of my old decisions, I know I can't reverse them. But I was comforted to read on both in the book and through my conversations with other leaders that I'm not the only one. In fact, we all make these decisions. So the question is, how can we make better decisions? Cunningham says the answer is deep thinking, and I'm enjoying learning about that. Maybe we'll have Cunningham on the podcast in the future to talk about it. For now, though, I have a different answer. And to me, the best answer is to have a trusted advisor in my corner. I think when we make bad decisions, it's because we are in the ring, we're in the arena, we're filled with emotions, loyalties, hopes, dreams, all sorts of other factors that can influence our judgment. And that's natural. It's the way it is. Maybe we can exit the arena and think deeply. But for me, the best opportunity is to have someone you can call. I call it a phone a friend. From that old game show. Remember that? There's all the excitement and the crowds going on and people are in the moment and all of a sudden they can step out, get into a sound booth and call a friend who can offer them advice and non-emotional feedback. Sometimes it's when you're on that roller coaster, you would need to find someone who's not on that roller coaster with you and can see the situation more objectively. So who is in your corner? Who is that phone a friend? This could be a mentor, could be a friend, it could be an executive coach, an advisor, an independent board member. It could be anyone whose judgment you trust, but is not under the influence of the emotions and circumstances that might color your own judgment. Ideally, it'll be someone whose business judgment you trust and someone who knows enough about your situation, the company, the market, the relative situation you're in. In this case, they know about the situation, they know about you, and they can provide informed judgment. Joel called it the lay of the land, which I think he was talking about the context that he didn't see at the moment, but that someone on the outside of the seat that he was in as CEO might have been able to see. It also has to be someone who has your best interest in mind. Sometimes your board members are investors, and they might have different interests and motivations than you do. So it's important to find someone who's more independent and really has your interest in mind. So again, I think the solution is to have that person who you can have in your corner. That can help you with those hard decisions and can help you make less mistakes and more great decisions. This conversation reminds me of a situation just a few months ago where one of my former team members who's now launching a new startup called me. And just like Joel, he was so excited about the new startup. He was getting traction. He could see some of the potential. In fact, things were going so well that one of his customers offered to buy the company in year one of his startup. And it was real money, change your life type of money. But my friend called me saying, man, I'm so excited and I think we can make so much more money. And I understood how my friend felt. I listened to him. I saw his tortured conflict. I told him that it was up to me. My advice to him was to take the money. And it was just so much more clear to me than it could be for him. I know he was in the arena. I wasn't. I know the likely ups and downs of the journey he's about to embark on. I know that once he takes investor money, things will never be the same. And I know that he's going to spend 5 or 10 years working on this. And maybe he has 10 or 20% chance of having that big outcome. Maybe there's 30, 40% chance that he gets to an outcome. But after dilution and all the things that might happen over 5, 10 years, maybe it ends up being about the same price he was just offered. And maybe there's a 40 to 50% chance of failing. And that could be even higher. In some cases, they say 80% of all startups fail. So I told him to take the money. I thought that was a 100% chance of success. And I said, if he felt really, really bad about that, maybe take most of that money and put it aside and figure out a way to maybe participate in the future of the company with that new buyer. So maybe he can get two bites at the apple. But to me, I was glad he called me. And in fact, based on this interview now, I'm going to call him back and see what he did. I hope he did take the money. And if not, I'm going to try and help him much as I can. And I know Joel wishes that he had asked someone for advice. That he had that mentor or coach on the journey he could have bounced things off of. So who do you have in your corner? Do you have a coach? Do you have a mentor? I hope this story illustrates how important that could be. If you don't have one, start thinking about how you could get one. Write down a list of people who you trust, people who care about you, people who have the business experience that will be relevant for the advice that you're going to need. Do you have a board of directors? Do you have independent board members? You can get your own personal board of directors, your own cadre of advisors. Make sure you find that trusted mentor that you can call when you have to make those decisions. Trust me, you'll be glad that you did.
Thank you for listening to the Growth Elevated Leadership Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, would you please follow us and subscribe on your favorite podcast player? And we'd be grateful if you recommend it to a friend. If you'd like more resources on how to become a better leader in business, we invite you to visit us at growthelevated.com. We'll be back next week with more insight from another great tech leader. Thank you.